As the pounding went out of control, the hand gripping my hair at the back of my neck became an ecstatic sensation. His weight, his desire, the angle of my neck, his hand pressing and gripping, his fucking rawness, but the fog in my eyes spreading from the sides of my field of view as I ached and fucking screamed was getting deeper. My head singing from the submissive I become, feeling the wheels and cuts stinging from the sweat and the salt of him. But now, this was different. My brain awash with the tightening, hearing him let loose now, floating in the pure connection of just fucking sex, feeling him slamming harder into my belly, hurting me, but fucking loving a man just unravel his deepest fucking desires. Knowing I made him do that. But the blood sings as I can't breathe. He's too heavy. Spreading my ankles was too much. But he just keeps trying to thrust his cock into my lungs. It's a blinding light that's dimming. But I need him to come. I need him to make me feel. I can't breathe. The fog of sparkling sparkles. And I just feel my cunt on fire. Merciless, defenseless. I barely hear a growl from him as I begin to fade, the blood singing, my heart skipping a beat then stopping skipping, the white noise in my head as my lungs can't be lungs but the joy floods through me. A man is fucking me to the point I cannot bear it. The touching of souls, the touching of pure essence. The last breath leaves me as he begins to push me over the edge. Fierce sparkles dancing in my head's eye, becoming grey as the fog fills me. Knowing that it's going to be terminal. I give in. My neck is so painful and he just keeps filling me. Even if I wanted to speak the safe word, I couldn't. If I could, I would, but the anoxic sensation of every single nerve ending in my body, feeling that man fucking me, with every ounce of his desire. What a way to go, experiencing the desire to end desires. I'm close. The wrists were tied too tight and the ankles' blood can't flow. The fog is falling, feeling a man love me. Ecstasy is a word. Feeling a man inside you is also a sentence. Knowing you're about to die is a hard feeling of hormones and endorphins, feelings and reflections, desires. The blinding light is too much. I've tasted it and I have to see it again. The emergency code is 2 taps. I can't scream red light like I want to, but I summon the energy before the fog falls for the final time, and it's coming. It's coming. I want to feel him come. I want to feel him come inside me. Just once more, before the fog falls. I don't like this fog. It's cold and it's harsh and I don't want to be here. But he just keeps pounding and it feels so fucking good. But I'm drifting. I'm starting to fall. And it feels so good. But I weakly tapped the emergency code on the bed and immediately he let me loose. Let me breathe. Gulping for air. Released. Blood beginning to flow. Where it should. Reviving. But the inside of me was screaming at the sensations I'd visited. Fuck. That was intense. Fucking unholy. I'd nearly been fucked. To death. The moment his hands and weight left me, the knots on the rope had been pulled, letting me free, but inside I knew. He kind of wanted this. wanted to push me to the limit. His desire, just taking precedence. And I was willing. And he responded to that. Kind of knew it. Sensed it. He wanted to give me a present. He wasn't being selfish. He was being giving. We had so many adventures. It's been exhausting. But this was different. Unspoken. I'd admit I'd fantasized about it, and we were able to talk, able to express ourselves when it comes to desires and fantasies, and discovering your playmate is compatible, willing, and grinning from ear to ear when the phrase, "I wonder," is let loose into the air. But this was something I'd never expressed aloud. He just seemed to realize. I wanted to be a passenger, curious even. Just couldn't stop the heart screaming out as the waves crashed around, the pulse becoming sound, becoming noise, becoming louder and louder, as my man was a man fucking me so deep, fucking me with such abandon, such raw humanity, so raw it nearly ended. And then he held me, almost sobbing, and I felt his skin against mine, just grateful to be able to. Hearing his desperate whispers into the nape of my neck, hearing him sigh, hearing his apologies over and over, his hands clasping me as if I was the most precious thing in the world, and my heart sang again. Sang because it could, sang because of what he'd given me, sang because this man enveloping me, loved me so completely, loved me to the point of almost ending me. This is a bond I will never feel again. A right hand dipped into my soul and clenched, gripping hard, then gripping harder still as his kisses rained down on me. I sobbed. I'm not sure if it was relief or if it was feeling cradled so tenderly at this moment of utter vulnerability, or if it was the adrenaline still circling around me that created the guilt of experiencing such deep pleasure. I know that I know what those tingles in my belly mean, and I felt them ring as he held me there and me breathe so deeply. And that, dear diary, is how I nearly died today.